Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, October 27th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Think business, think Hong Kong in Milan in November. The Hong Kong Trade Development Council will host the 13th Think Business, Think Hong Kong campaign in Milan on November 27th, marking its return to Italy since 2014. Italian businesses will have the opportunity to explore new markets in Asia, including the Guangdong, Hong, Macau, Greater Bay Area, and ASEAN. The event will feature government officials, business leaders, and innovators from Hong Kong, offering networking and partnership opportunities for Italian companies. With Italy being a key trading partner of Hong Kong, the event aims to strengthen ties and promote collaboration in various sectors, such as finance, innovation, supply chain services, and creative design. Hong Kong's unique ecosystem, combined with its strong ties to the Chinese mainland, makes it an ideal platform for Italian companies looking to expand internationally. Metal Zug, financing for further development of Tech Cluster Zug, TCZ. Metal Zug has secured financing for the further development of the Tech Cluster Zug, TCZ, through a syndicated loan agreement for CHF 220 million with an increase option of CHF 50 million. The credit facility is for 4 years with a one-year extension option and is secured by mortgage collateral. Real estate projects on the site are progressing well, with the SHL project set to be completed by the end of 2025 and the Kria Tower I project scheduled for completion in 2028. Project Pi aims to create affordable housing in Zug. Despite challenges, the tech cluster remains committed to its development plans. Metal Zug is a group of industrial companies headquartered in Zug with around 1,000 employees and three business units: medical devices, technology cluster and infrastructure, and investments and corporate.
Nordex Group raises its outlook for full year 2025 EBITDA margin guidance following strong preliminary Q3 figures. The Nordex Group has raised its outlook for full year 2025 EBITDA margin guidance, now expecting it to be in the range of 7.5 to 8.5%, up from the previous guidance of 5.0 to 7.0%. This adjustment follows strong operational execution in both the projects and service business segments, supported by a stable macroeconomic environment. Preliminary Q3 2025 EBITDA reached €136 million with a margin of 8.0%, up significantly from Q3 2024. Nordex expects positive free cash flow generation to continue in Q4, driven by additional profits, order intake momentum, and continued working capital improvement. The company will release its full results for the third quarter 2025 on November 4, 2025.
Investor news breaks: future of health and longevity to take center stage at Octane's Medical Innovation Forum. Octane, Southern California's premier innovation accelerator, is hosting its 2025 Medical Innovation Forum on October 28 to 29 at the Irvine Marriott. The forum will feature more than 50 experts sharing insights on cutting-edge advancements in medical trends, including longevity, wellness, and technology. Keynote presentations by Dr. Shasta Malik and Dr. Claudia Cowis will highlight groundbreaking findings in a 90-plus study and new insights in heart and brain health. Attendees can engage with industry pioneers, discover innovative wellness solutions, and explore investment opportunities shaping the future of medicine. For more information, visit htbayibn.fm/af9p.
PetVivo Holdings, Inc. to present at Spartan Capital Securities' second annual investor conference. PetVivo Holdings, Inc., OTQXPTV, OTCIDPVW, will present at Spartan Capital Securities' second annual investor conference on November 3, 2025, in New York City. CEO John Lai will discuss the company's flagship products, Spring, with OsteoCushion technology and Precise PRP. Spring is an injectable veterinary medical device promoting joint restoration, while Precise PRP is an off-the-shelf platelet-rich plasma product for dogs and horses. The conference aims to connect innovative companies with investors and resources for long-term growth. Over 60 companies will be featured across various sectors, with 500 investors expected to attend. This event, organized in partnership with B2i Digital, will include presentations, panels, and networking opportunities, facilitating dialogue between growth companies and the investment community.
NRx Pharmaceuticals, advancing two-pronged approach to bring innovative therapies to market. NRx Pharmaceuticals, listed on NASDAQ as NRxP, is making strides in bringing innovative therapies to market. The company is focusing on two approaches for their ketamine-based therapies, Ketitafree and NRX-100. NRx recently refiled an abbreviated new drug application for Ketafree-M, a preservative-free IV ketamine formulation. This move follows FDA approval to remove benzethonium chloride, a chemical preservative, from ketamine formulations due to safety concerns. NRx aims to offer a safer version of ketamine for hospital and outpatient use. Additionally, NRx is advancing NRX-100, a separate preservative-free ketamine product, under a new drug application for the treatment of suicidal depression. The formulation has received fast-track designation from the FDA, positioning it for potential expedited review.
Web3 Media Breaks, DataVault AI Inc., NASDAQ DVLT, partners with Wellgistics, WGRX, to develop blockchain-enabled pharmacy chain smart contracts. DataVault AI Inc., a leader in AI data experience valuation and monetization, has partnered with Wellgistics Health Inc. to develop Pharmacy Chain, a blockchain-enabled smart contract system for prescription distribution. This collaboration utilizes DataVault AI's information data exchange platform to enhance transparency and efficiency in pharmaceutical logistics. CEO Nathaniel Bradley stated that the partnership will support personalized health recommendations and new revenue streams in the $639 billion prescription drug market. DataVault AI's technology suite offers AI and machine learning automation, detailed analytics, and marketing automation. Learn more about DataVault AI at datavaultsite.com. Mining news breaks: Max Power Mining, MaxX, OT MaxXF, Frankfurt 89N, expands natural hydrogen exploration with new Bracken target in Saskatchewan. Max Power Mining announced the identification of Bracken as its first high-priority natural hydrogen drill target in Saskatchewan, located 15 kilometers north of the Montana border within the company's Grasslands project. This new target lies in a distinct geological zone with unique rock assemblage and proximity to known hydrogen and helium occurrences. Max Power plans to acquire new 2D seismic data this quarter to define optimal drill locations, complementing its upcoming Lawson well, Canada's first deep test dedicated to natural hydrogen. The company holds a dominant land position in the natural hydrogen sector, and also focuses on critical minerals properties in the United States and Canada, including the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project in Southeast Arizona. Fairchild Gold Corp., LOI for Nevada expansion, strengthens position amid record gold outlooks. Fairchild Gold Corp. strengthens its position with a letter of intent to acquire the Golden Arrow Project in Nevada's Walker Lane Belt for $5 million. Adding 420,000 ounces of historic gold resources. This expansion increases Fairchild's Nevada landholding by 170%. Executive Chairman Nicholas Perot emphasizes the company's disciplined growth strategy as analysts predict gold prices surpassing $5,000 per ounce. With gold prices near record highs and forecasts of 5,000 gold within a year, the macro backdrop for precious metals is strong. Central banks diversifying out of fiat currencies, high inflation, and geopolitical risks are driving the demand. Wheaton Precious Metals CEO Randy Smallwood predicts gold could reach $10,000 an ounce by the end of the decade.
Scientists uncover possible driver of chemo brain. A recent study has found that cognitive difficulties experienced by cancer patients during and after treatment may be due to chemotherapy-induced damage to the brain's waste drainage network. This newly discovered evidence sheds light on chemo brain, a condition that affects up to 75% of individuals undergoing cancer therapy. Symptoms such as memory lapses and problems with concentration often persist long after treatment ends. Firms like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. are actively researching this phenomenon. For more information, visit tinygems.com.
Investor News Breaks, NanoVericides, NY American and NV to present at 2025 conference in Boston. NanoVericides, Inc., a clinical-stage company developing broad-spectrum antiviral drugs, will present at the POD 2025 conference in Boston. President and Executive Chairman Anil R. Dewan, Ph.D., will provide updates on the company's antiviral drug pipeline and platform technologies. NanoVericides' lead candidate, NV387, is advancing towards Phase 2 trials for multiple viral infections, showing strong efficacy against RSV, influenza A, and coronaviruses. The company's business model is based on licensing technology for specific application verticals. NanoVericides is focused on advancing NV387 into Phase 2 human clinical trials for the treatment of various viral diseases. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Nanomedicine breakthrough technology, redefining drug delivery, bioavailability in oncology. Recent breakthroughs in nanomedicine are redefining drug delivery and bioavailability in oncology. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc.'s Desiparticle TM platform is leading the charge, aiming to increase the effectiveness of existing cancer drugs. The recent advancement of SAPU-03 into human trials showcases the potential for transforming underperforming compounds into next-generation therapies. With a focus on improving how drugs reach and act within the body, Oncotelic Therapeutics is at the forefront of innovation in the oncology treatment space.
Investor News Breaks, Nutriband asked NTRB. Founder Gareth Sheridan returns as CEO to lead final development phase of Aversa Fentanyl. Nutriband Inc., NASDAQ-NTRB, has announced that founder Gareth Sheridan is returning as CEO to lead the final development phase of Aversa Fentanyl. Sheridan will guide the company towards an anticipated 2026 NDA filing for the abuse deterrent opioid patch, with projected peak annual U.S. sales between $80 million and $200 million. The Aversa TM technology, designed to prevent misuse and accidental exposure, is protected by patents in 46 countries. To learn more, visit Nutriband's website at www.nutriband.com.
AI News Breaks, DataVault AI Inc., NASDAQ DVLT, expands global operations with new Philadelphia headquarters, AI and Quantum Center in Georgia, and London Embassy. DataVault AI Inc., listed on NASDAQ as DVLT, has announced strategic expansions to support its growth. The company is moving its headquarters to Philadelphia, opening a Center for AI and Quantum Computing Excellence in Georgia, and establishing a Quantum Computing and Digital Twin Embassy in London. DataVault AI is also expanding its advisory board with key appointments. The company's cloud-based platform offers solutions in AI experience, valuation, and asset monetization in the Web 3.0 environment. Learn more about DataVault AI at datavaultsite.com.
Investor News Breaks, Inc., NASDAQ, ADTX. Subsidiary Piersanta begins enrollment in clinical study for blood-based endometriosis test. Adixt Inc., a social innovation platform advancing health innovations, announced that its subsidiary Piersanta Inc. has started enrollment in a clinical study for the mitomic endometriosis test, MeTTM, a blood-based diagnostic for early detection of endometriosis. The study will compare MeTTM's performance to laparoscopic diagnosis across up to 1,000 participants referred for surgery. The first site, dedicated to women OBGYN in Dover Dell, has begun enrollment. Piersanta President Chris Mitten stated that this milestone supports validation of a non-invasive diagnostic alternative for earlier and more accurate detection of endometriosis.
Blue Sky AI Inc., BSAI, poised to reshape AI infrastructure deployment while industry demand surges. Blue Sky AI Inc., poised to reshape AI infrastructure deployment as industry demand surges. Google's significant AI investment highlights the need for computing power. Blue Sky AI's NeoCloud platform and SkyMod technology aim to address infrastructure challenges. Google's 5 billion euro investment in Belgium emphasizes the industry's demand for computing power. Blue Sky AI focuses on democratizing access to enterprise-grade AI infrastructure. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a specialized communications platform focusing on technology companies driving the future. Learn more at techmediawire.com. Rock Breaks, Lahontan Gold Corp, OTCQB, LGCXF, receives $4.3 million from warrant and option exercises. Lahontan Gold Corp announced it has received over $4.3 million Canadian dollars from warrant and option exercises, resulting in over 334 million common shares outstanding. The funds will support exploration and mine development at Nevada projects, including Santa Fe and West Santa Fe. CEO Kimberly Ann stated that the exercises show strong shareholder confidence and fully finance Lahontan for fall drilling programs. The company's share structure is also tightened for future growth. Lahontan Gold Corp is a Canadian mine development and mineral exploration company with four gold and silver properties in Nevada's Walker Lane. The flagship Santa Fe mine project has a significant mineral resource and plans for production advancement and drilling in 2025.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.